This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, George, what do we got for today?
What's the news? Petrol price increase in August.
For God's sake, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't think you've ever said fuck during this report. Well done to you.
No, I shouldn't actually.
No, I know, but well done. You're right. That's how everybody feels.
The problem isn't the oil. The oil price. The problem is the rand. The reports say that there's a likely rise of about 19 cents per litre in August, 13 cents for diesel and 22 cents for paraffin. I think it's all down to probably the way the economy is rather than the oil price because of the rand.
It's so upsetting.
Yeah, it is upsetting. But now what?
I hate to say what's obvious, but it means everything goes up in price.
That's true.
Everything needs transportation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny, when the price comes down, they never lower the price of everything else.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
The petrol price always pushes everything else up. But as soon as the petrol price comes down, you don't hear people going, oh, well, we've got to reduce the price of tomatoes.
Yeah. They don't do that. I've noticed that.
Sons of bitches.
Bunch of dickheads.
Yeah. All right.
So,
sorry to interrupt there, but then when they put the petrol price up again, they will increase the price of tomatoes to compensate for the rise again. So they actually get the benefit of the fuckery.
Yes.
Sorry, back to you, George.
That's all right. So, to put some light at the end of the tunnel, consumer organizations are starting to put pressure on this fuel price levy, which hopefully we see come down, which will bring the petrol price down. But another light at the end of the tunnel is, remember we had significant petrol price reductions in February and March, which means that the petrol price would have only increased since January by 1.26 rand. So if you look at January to now, it's only 1.26 rand. Not nice, but
only 1.26 in the last 7 months.
Yeah.
Not that serious.
Not that serious. Come on, look at the light at the end of the tunnel. And then everybody knows who Brad Binder is. You know who Brad Binder is?
No, I don't.
No.
So Brad Binder is a MotoGP rider.
Okay.
A driver. Rider. He rides MotoGP. Started in MotoGP 3, won MotoGP 3, and then went on to MotoGP 2. And MotoGP 1 is the, or should I say, MotoGP is the one that Valentino Rossi and those guys ride.
Okay, so is Brad from here?
Yes, Brad is South African. Brad is the first South African in many, many decades to win a MotoGP. And he's gone on to win his first intermediate class Grand Prix since a gentleman by the name of John Eckerald at Monza. And
John Eckerald is one of my mate's dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did John Eckerald win?
So John Eckerald in 1980, apparently.
Wow, you see? So this is great. South Africa has talent in this area.
Yep, and he's from Potchefstroom, born in 1995. So well done, Brad Binder.
Nice work, Brad.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Jim?
Then nobody likes texting and driving. And
People like doing it, but they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Nobody likes other people texting and driving.
No.
So the UK is implementing a test where there's a road sign that can detect whether you're on the phone or not. And whether you're holding the phone. And if you're holding the phone, it will shame you by flashing do
nothing
not.
Nothing like being shamed. That'll stop crime.
Come on, Gord. You know it has an effect, right? I mean, you were shamed.
Shame.
Yeah. I mean, look how I turned out. A little bit of childhood shame did me good.
Shame.
So they'll put these three tests installed in Norwich, Norfolk, at a cost of £6,000 a sign.
That's a ridiculous cost.
It is a ridiculous cost, but texting and driving probably costs more. And then did you notice during the World Cup that the soccer players sat on racing seats?
I actually thought of you.
They have those at Old Trafford.
And my nose is still running from that devil's
ass sauce or whatever,
Do you know the story behind the racing seats?
No.
So apparently, the story behind the car seats go back to 1990. A company representative sent an email to Recaro, who makes the seats, and asked, "Well, why are these things on the sidelines?" And apparently, one of the team managers had a back problem.
Oh, okay.
And so Ricciardo decided to make a seat for him, and put it on the sideline. And this thing caught on, and eventually all of the teams started putting Ricciardo seats for the soccer players on the sidelines.
They are very cool.
They're nice looking. Makes a big impression.
They're douchey as hell to put in your car if you're not actually racing that car.
But yeah. Oh, don't say that, because George and Dave both have
Ricciardo racing seats in their luxury sedans.
Don't you?
No.
Do you know people who do?
When I was younger, I used to, and also I was involved in EFC worldwide.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah, and then there were quite a few oaks whose cars only were activated by the word boot. Start boot.
I was impressed that Gord actually knew what NOS was.
Yeah, of course. The nitrous oxide.
Yeah. Nitrous oxide.
Or the beat you button, as I like to call it.
The beat you button.
Yeah. I can help you make that stuff if you want to.
But those seats are cool.
They are cool.
And I think they're douchey in a standard everyday use vehicle, but they're super cool.
They're not very comfortable. At the office, we got 8 of them made for one of our boardroom at one point on wheels.
I see what you did there.
And they were not comfortable. They were made for very short meetings.
And so you don't actually think it's cool. It's nice for the – I mean, I thought it was implied that it's better for the football play the team.
Well, the coaches mostly stand up and walk along the sideline.
But the whole team sits in them, usually.
Mm. Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
You don't have to have that shit where you guys are, huh? When you're coaching, you don't have anything like that.
No, we don't.
Well, you're lucky if you get a plastic garden chair, right?
Yeah. if we get a seat, it's a luxury.
But, and a nachi.
Yeah, you get a nachi and a slice of orange at halftime. And you count yourself...
You count yourself blessed. #blessed.
Well, if you want to take the focaccia for the whole team, you're welcome.
Well,
whatever's left.
If you just follow @V_DaveRibeiro,
@TheDaveRibeiro
on Instagram, you can follow the nachis and the plastic chairs. And
he's going to be sure to take pictures of those today.
Absolutely.
All right, George,
and
what
then
else?
Finally, the Hockenheim Grand Prix is on next, and Mercedes reckons they've still got the fastest car. Mm-hmm. And they didn't win any of the races in the triple header. As a matter of fact, Hamilton got pole at the last Grand Prix, and decided to spin out, go to the back, and then made his way back up to second. But they are 8 points behind Sebastian Vettel at the moment. So let's see what happens at Hockenheim.
Nothing quite like getting pole at the Grand Prix. Had to, sorry. I'll just show myself out.
Yeah, it's time for Gord to leave. All right, everybody. That's a wrap on this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.